Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Hello.
Congressman Mahon?
Right.
Just a moment. The president wants to talk to you.
Good.
Who is it, Doc?
George.
Yeah, hello there, Mr. President.
I was a little distressed about your letter here on this Appalachian thing. We looked over a lot of the records, and we tried our best to get the money for so we could make our plans and not to have to wait because of procrastination delay for another 4 or 5 months next year.
Yeah.
This is a cruel, almost inhuman situation in some of these states.
I guess it is.
And I'm of the opinion that I ought to do what all the presidents have done in the past, is not to commit the Congress to a program it hasn't authorized, but
yeah,
to do my duty as a leader to have plans that, if they'll take time and won't run off home or won't let Howard Smith rock them,
yeah,
or something else will act upon it. Now,
yeah,
we had the votes in the Senate. We passed it by a good vote. We had,
yeah,
13 to 14 Republicans. We got a rule on it. But we just had absenteeism in the House, and they all ran off, wouldn't pay attention,
yeah,
and
well,
I couldn't get it. Now, what I'm going to try to do is, we have a commission operating now.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to set up someone in the executive department that'll be responsible for going out and planning with these governors without committing any funds except the funds that it takes them to travel out there and,
oh,
their salaries.
Sure.
And do that by executive order, so when the Congress comes back, I can say, here's what we propose to do in in West Virginia and Pennsylvania and in Illinois and these various places. Now, we've got a lot of these states, and they're now making this attack on me, that I had a 2-to-1 Congress. I told them I was going to get something done. I traveled all over the area, and then I let it go down the drain.
Yes, I see the point.
And I don't want to lose those states, and I don't want those people to feel like I'm neglecting them.
No, I don't.
So, and at the same time, I don't want to get at odds with the chairman of my appropriations committee.
Well, you're not going to get at odds with me. Don't ever worry about that. Now, if you went too far, of course, I think there'd be a lot of resentment, you see.
Well, what I'm going to do is, with the Republican governors as well as Democrats, I'm going to take the Pennsylvania delegation, the Ohio delegation, and the others that are concerned. What we're going to do, I'm going to appoint one man to be the executive and head it up, and we're going out and formulate plans with them under authority of an executive order. Then the Congress will have to authorize and appropriate anything that, in their judgment,
In other words, this is in no way precluding the only point is, President, don't go so far that it will cost us votes in the House.
That's right. I think it'll add 2 votes in the House, because I think it'll show them that we really have plans for those states, and I think we'll pick them up.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be a few, a limited fund, and not something that'll be building and constructing, but something that'll be planned, just like Roosevelt did to REA.
Yeah.
REA was set up a year and a half by executive order before Rayburn ever passed the bill.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's right. It's a little different, though. It hadn't been defeated or held down.
Well, this hadn't been defeated. This is every time they've had a vote on it, hell, we just had absentee.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, the point is, just handle this diplomatically as you can. I'll cooperate with you in any way I can.
Okay, Georgie.
So, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
People who haven't voted for you in years are coming out of the woods for you this year.
Oh, well, that's fine.
And I just think we're in wonderful shape, and I'm very much pleased. I told Jack Valenti yesterday, there's anything I can do, let me know.
Sure will. John Connolly's here, won't say howdy to you.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Well, good luck.
George, how are you?
John, they tell me you did a wonderful job at Fort Worth. I was just telling the president that he's in fine shape. Unless I'm the biggest fool I know,
he's
in good shape,
is.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I sure do.
I'm very happy, and I'm covering my district and making speeches for the president, George Mahon.
Well, that's wonderful.
And I think we're doing good.
Great, George. Well, I'll see you down there in a few days. I'm going to be up here 2 or 3 days, but I'll be in touch with you.
Okay, good.
All right.
And tell the president I'll work with him on his other deal.
All right.
That's good. All right.